Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You think we've drawn a line in the sand here? I believe we have. Clearly, for our constitutional values and against those who want to destroy those values and build something else in their own wonderful images. Hour number two of our broadcast. Before the break, we had Therese on the line joining us out of Fountain Inn. Are you still with us, young lady?
Yes, I just got back. I got caught up.
All righty. What are your thoughts?
Kamala Harris, okay? First of all, that Biden and Harris are the most pro-abortion team running for this presidency. Second of all, Biden didn't pick her. The DNC picked her.
You really think so?
Yes, because you know what? What they're doing to Biden, you know, if you look at people and you listen to people that had parents with dementia and Alzheimer's, they see it in his eyes. They see it in his eyes. Don't you think between 3 and 6 months, if, which I doubt he will win, but if he wins, between 3 and 6 months, they're going to use the 25th Amendment on him, and Kamala Harris will be president.
You know, see, this is one of the things that fascinates me. I don't know about that timetable, but I got to tell you this. I believe this was a Democrat poll that was done that indicated 50% believe that he will not finish his first term if he wins.
Absolutely not. He will not even finish 6 months of his term.
See, this is what blows my mind. This is what I don't understand, though. Why pick her? What is the goal here? Is now here's a narrative I can see. I remember the narrative about Barack Obama, about the first black president. So do you promote the narrative of the first black woman president? Is that what this is?
But Vince, she's not black.
Well, don't get me started.
Indian.
We're about to go into this. I'm with you.
But anyway, whichever way, maybe that is the narrative. Be the first black woman president. Hillary must be rolling.
I'm sure she's got to be really ticked off now.
Yes, she does.
She's probably, it belongs to me. It's mine. And your little doggy, too. Excuse me a second. I dug up this story that I came across from July of 2019. This is very interesting because this goes back to the Democrat campaign, the primary campaign. And this is a story from the Washington Free Beacon. Now, I want to make something very clear to me. I don't care about this genealogy stuff. I really don't. There are a lot of people who are really big into this, in making sure that someone is genuinely black. And what I've heard from certain people, they think it's very important that a genuinely black person is verified to be a person who has slave blood in them. So you should be able to trace your roots back to a slave if you're a genuine black person. Well, how about this from the Washington Free Beacon, July 2019? Kamala Harris is the descendant of an Irishman who owned a slave plantation in Jamaica. Now, is this from some crazy right-wing source? No, this is according to her father's lengthy ancestral summary of his side of the family. Donald Harris, a Stanford University economics professor, revealed in 2018 his grandmother was a descendant of Hamilton Brown, the namesake of Brownstown in northern Jamaica. My roots go back within my lifetime to my paternal grandmother, Miss Chrissy Brown, descendant of Hamilton Brown, who is on record as plantation and slave owner and founder of Brownstown. This is what he wrote in a post for Jamaica Global. Hamilton Brown built the town's local Anglican church, which is where Professor Harris says his grandfather is buried. It's also where he himself was baptized and confirmed. A research archive of Jamaican records indicate that at one point in 1817, Hamilton Brown owned scores of slaves. The majority were brought in from Africa, though he also owned many Creole slaves. The Harris campaign has not commented on her father's claims. It did not respond to a request for comment. What do you think, folks? So Kamala Harris's ancestors owned slaves. And again, this is not a right-wing source. This is information from her father. Now again, do I care about this? No. But this is the kind of thing the left has gotten really exercised about lately in looking back into people's past and their backgrounds. Breanne posted this on social media. How many votes did Biden lose? He could not have picked a worse VP. And we also have this from Lori Primo Swank. Imagine the outrage if Trump had chosen his running mate based solely on race and reproductive organs. Surely that's not the motivation behind this. Let's go out to a call from Anita out of Easley. Good morning, Anita.
Oh, good morning, Vance. How are you?
Doing well.
I just want to comment. Yeah, you're just right on this on Kamala Harris. The motivation for me and what I remember when Biden was running with Obama, well, he was clean. He was articulate and clean again and smart. So I'm thinking it's just that here it's a that you know we keep hearing the token black person, but that's pretty much what we got.
Wow, you think that's what's going on here?
Absolutely, I do. And wait, it'll be brought up, I'm sure.
I'm sure it will be brought up by lots of people out there. Let's go out to Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Well, hi, sir. Thank you for taking my call. And I just read what you just were talking about. I was looking it up online, and I find this very interesting. I mean, because she doesn't represent the black experience, the classic black experience, at least that the radical left purports or supports. She doesn't represent that, never has represented that, never experienced that. I mean, but yet, and if I was a Trump, you know, campaign, I don't know how I'd do it. I don't want to do it in a racist
manner.
But
here's my question, Joe. If you're the Trump campaign, do you even touch a racial issue? If you have any functioning brain cells, do you even go there, Joe? That's the question that I would raise. Interesting conversation material, but I think Trump himself ought to leave this alone. Do not even go there. Love to hear your thoughts. Stay with us.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Before we go back to more of your calls, a couple of quick stories I want to touch on. We told you about Ilhan Omar, who had a primary challenger who I believe raised more money than she did, but it was to no avail. She has won her primary. So it looks like, barring a miraculous win by a Republican in that district that favors Democrat, Ilhan Omar, it looks like, is on her way to another term. Did you see the police chief of Seattle is leaving? She's going ahead and retiring. Does anybody blame her at all? Seems like a really sharp woman. Her name is Carmen Best. Can I just make a recommendation to you? Here is a smart idea. Mark Meadows, members of the Trump administration, find a position for this woman. High-profile position on addressing social unrest in the country. Put her in charge. You know I'm not in favor of these silly czar positions, but if there were ever a situation where you wanted to do something that'll make a mark, now is the time to do it. Carmen Best, she's going to be free very soon. She announced her resignation yesterday, saying she was not leaving because of pay cuts to her department, but because of the lack of respect toward her fellow officers. The city council decided to reduce the department by as many as 100 officers through layoffs and attrition. In response to a reporter who asked if her decision was motivated by protesters who appeared at her home earlier this month or the city council's decision, Best said it's not about the money, and it's certainly not about the demonstrators. I mean, be real. I have a lot thicker skin than that. It's really about the overarching lack of respect for the officers, the men and women who work so hard day in and day out. She added, the idea that we've worked so incredibly hard to make sure our department was diverse, that it reflects the community we serve, to just turn that all on a dime and hack it off without having a plan in place to move forward, highly distressful. By the way, Ms. Best is the city's first black police chief. Her retirement is effective September 2nd. I'm confident the department will make it through these difficult times. You truly are the best police department in the country, and please trust me when I say the vast majority of people in Seattle support you and appreciate you. this is a bunch of crap. In an email to police, Seattle's mayor, Jenny Durkin, said she accepted Beth's decision with a very heavy heart. Yeah, right. I deeply regret, she concluded, the best way to serve the city and help the department was a change in leadership, in the hope that would change the dynamics to move forward with the city council. A military veteran, Beth joined the department back in 1992, worked in a wide variety of roles, including patrol, media relations, narcotics, operations, and as deputy chief. The mayor picked Beth in July of 2018 to lead the department. She had been serving as interim chief. By the way, council members approved the cuts on Monday. The measures would cut less than $4 million to the department's $400 million in their annual budget. City Council also cut Beth's salary, which was $285,000, and the pay of other top police officers. This is just, you know what this is? Not only is this political, what this is, this is personal. It's just nasty. This is just a way to strike out at police. Do you blame people for wanting to quit? I wouldn't. Let us go out to Randy in Charlotte. Good morning.
Hey, Vince, how you doing? Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I wanted to change up your narrative a little bit. It's not people are against police officers. They're against bad police officers.
I get that.
Now, you always
I get that.
That.
You know, so, okay, Randy, so how do you deal with bad police officers by taking steps against all police officers?
That's what you're getting wrong.
Okay, explain this to me, Randy.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Explain it.
Yeah. You're not taking it against all officers. I don't know where you see that at. It's the bad officers that are causing the issue.
So why? Okay, let's just stop. Let's just stop a minute. Let's break this down, okay? Let's talk specifically about this woman who is the police chief of Seattle, okay? Carmen Best, please tell me what Carmen Best did to deserve a pay cut.
Listen, this.
I'm asking you a question. You need to bring an answer. Bring it.
Right now.
Bring an answer. And why?
You know, because we're dealing with the pandemic.
No, it's not about the pandemic, Randy. Come on. You know better than that. That's not about the pandemic. This is about taking a swipe at the police department, and it's just thoughtlessly taking shots at them just because we can.
This is what I call the safe.
Go ahead. Say it.
I was just saying that the narrative needs to be changed, that it's not against good cops, it's against bad cops. That's the truth of that. But Kamala Harris, that's not my favorite VP pick. But if the Trump administration decides to go, they're going to lose either way. Because this is a very smart woman. And I think they need to just leave her alone.
Well, I mean, you heard what I said earlier. One thing you do not want to do is have any conversations about her race or anything like that. Leave that alone. That would be the dumbest thing they could possibly do.
Well, you know who the president is, so.
Well, time will tell, Randy. Well, I appreciate your call. I'm sure we will talk again. Oh, my goodness. Let's go next to Tim in Charlotte. Good morning, Tim.
Little Vincent O'Coakley disparaging the Irish was Kamala Harris's background. Don't do it.
Are you Irish and you saying you don't claim her? Is that what you're saying?
I am Irish. I am Irish and German, but you said that. I swerved off the road, man. I almost hit a tree. That wouldn't have been on you. It would have been on me. But, I personally just think she's just an angry lady, number one. Number two, I find it fascinating. It's Vince, if somebody called you a racist or me a racist, as they said in the cartoons with Foghorn Leghorn, them's fighting words. I can tell you right now, I've spoken to you before, and I've listened to you for a long time. You and I and so many of us who hear you're racist, it angers us because that was such a disparaging word growing up. And it was probably disparaging for everybody who grew up kind of my age. I'm 54, and I just think it's fascinating that they can bury the hatchet and say, oh, she was caught up in the moment, or, you know, she might have been just joking about that.
Yep, that's one of the things that she's going to have to answer for now is these comments about Joe Biden raising questions about his racial positions, Tim. And you're right. How do you put that back into the tube if you're referring to toothpaste? It just doesn't work. There's so much disingenuousness here all the way around. Stay with us.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sure.
Yeah, I wanted to say something to you. You know, and I've talked to you a little bit about this before, but I'm going to carry a little further today. Race is not even a scientific concept with all the genetic stuff you were talking about a while ago. It is cultural in nature. And as they study genetics at some of these universities, they even have discussions in corporate levels and at university levels about how to present that evidence to us as to how it's going to fit in socially in our country, so we can't even get the truth about it. What it turns out to be is skin color is just whatever in your genes that gave you that pigment for skin. Black people all standing next to each other can have more in common with white people than they do actually black people, yet they call themselves the black community and their brothers.
You know how this works.
It's amazing. And we're even being taught in schools now that white people are basically, by the way they're born, actually are born to despise black people. That's what they're teaching in our schools. It's almost like the same thing they teach in schools in the Middle East, where they teach Arabs bad things about Jews. And the same thing is going on here in this country. We've got to stop, because a country that's divided like that can't exist.
Yep, you're absolutely right about that. I appreciate your call there, Stan. As you know, there's a motive. There is a profit motive behind this, whether this is an effort to try to attain and hold on to power and money. That's what it's all about, power and money. Adriana out of Gastonia, good morning. Or Andriana.
Hi, Vince.
How are you today?
Fine. This is the same woman, Kamala Harris, who is, she had an affair with a married man down in California, and she became what she became now. This is the same woman. She destroyed a woman's family. That is the same Kamala Harris.
Okay. So you have a concern about this previous affair.
And she said it in the 90s. And he was a married man. And she tried to tell us she's a Mother Teresa now. She's a Mother Teresa. She tried to help us. And the guy previous, he's an idiot and ignorant.
Okay.
He's an idiot and ignorant. He's a communist. What happened to America, Vince? What happened to my beautiful country? I'm 64 years old. If I did not like this country, I would have gone long ago. I love this country, and these people destroying it. Destroying my country. The communists, thank you, Vince.
I hear you. I certainly hope we can figure out what's going on. Enough people will figure this out in reverse course, because it looks like we've got a lot of people literally running down the path of self-destruction. And they're too dumb to realize that's where it leads, self-destruction. Let's go out to York and Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. The whole thing that the Democratic Party is running around is prejudice, not discrimination. It's prejudice. They decide how to get the most votes by trying to keep people separate in groups and creating racism. That's how they survive. We are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And what they're trying to do is break that down, divide and conquer. It's as simple as that, and it works, unless
yep.
we have a basic knowledge and understanding that we're children of God.
Yep, I hear where you're coming from, Joe. Very much appreciate your call. By the way, I had this conversation with a friend of mine last night who is black, who is probably more on the liberal side. And, you know, and part of my conversation, as I dropped in on him last night, he immediately wanted to talk about this. He's like, hey, we've got to talk about this Kamala Harris thing. And it's like, you know, I mean, let's get real. What are the real consequences if black Americans do not like this choice? Because you're expected to vote that way no matter what. What are you going to do? Go vote for Trump? That's really what they're going to say. It's one big joke. By the way, on the subject of civility, really good post from my neighbor, Nikki. I really enjoyed seeing this yesterday evening. And Nikki and Patrick are just two of the finest people that I know. They are neighbors of mine who are, by the way, moving, which I strongly object to. Here's what Nikki posted yesterday. I'm seriously about to just unfollow everyone. Stop Googling. Stop believing everything you read. Educate yourself on the truth. Have a mind of your own. Stop being brainwashed by media and your political affiliation. Do the right thing. Help others. Think of others, not just yourself. And when you do think of yourself and your family, think about the good you can do for your fellow man and the future. Change the narrative. Stop being so quick to post something just because that's what you hear from media or someone else and it sounds cool. It's all about perspective. And if you refuse to see the whole picture and be objective, you are the problem. And just think about this. If you identify yourself and others only as a Republican or liberal, along with all the other words to stereotype each party, instead of as human beings, you've lost all sight of what truly is important in this life. Nikki is right on the money. Oh, that we would live that out. That is the challenge now. If you're on the phone lines, please be patient. We will try to get to your call. We have a few minutes left in the program still. Very quickly, John out of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. A huge fan of the dazzling erudite on the air like you. This is a tremendous honor to speak to you. I just wanted to quickly point out that I think this is what Dr. Martin Luther King was talking about in his I Have a Dream speech. It's not about color of skin. It's not about political affiliation. It's about content of character. And I think that's what Nikki was hinting at with what she wrote. So I hope we can all look to the Lord and ask forgiveness for the way that we've perceived things and interpreted things and help, ask his help for us to focus on content of our own characters.
Yep, that will do a whole lot to advance us, no question about it. Appreciate your call to John again. If you're on the line, hold on. We will try to get to your calls before the top of the hour, so be patient. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the final stretch of the broadcast on this Wednesday, let's go to a call here in Charlotte from Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, how you doing? I really love your show, so thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
I was listening to this that guy, I believe it was Randy, that called in earlier and said that the Democratic Party is not against all cops in America. And as a person who retired as a cop in this area, that's nothing but a bunch of junk. You cannot attack every single individual officer in America for the actions of an individual officer when you know the name of the person who did the wrong.
Pretty simple, isn't it? You punish the person who's done something wrong, and you leave everybody else alone. If there are policies that need to be adjusted, you adjust those policies, right?
Yeah, and see, there's another thing, too, here that these people aren't getting. You know, we got 3 separate co-equal branches of government. I'm not going to go into that big old long lecture here. But they're angry that the police are enforcing laws that were written by the people they voted into office. And then when the police enforce these laws, who do they get mad at? The cops.
The police.
The people who wrote the law.
Yeah, you're right. If you got a problem with the laws, then get on the cases of the politicians. So the ire is directed in the wrong place, isn't it, Joe? Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Very much appreciate your call. Do call again. Let's go out to David. Good morning, David.
Hey. You'd hang up on me. Just real quick, the thing I wanted to say regarding, it's not just Kamala Harris, but the whole thing that's going on, is it's real sad because I think this whole thing is creating a new era of racist as far as bigots go, and on both sides. On both the black side and on the white side. But it's almost like when I've heard, I'm 59 years old, and I heard the old redneck thing of on the white supremacist side, because not to say my father was, but he was from Mississippi, so there's a lot of racist there, a white supremacist there. And it was always the saying of, you know, blacks are going to end up, if you end up getting to the point in history, they're going to start taking up arms. They're going to go against white people. And all this now does is just fuel that argument that they've had for centuries.
Yep.
And it's just saddening. And, I mean, I'm glad you're on the air and what you say, because, I think you're honest on both sides of this of the spectrum. And, you know, I really appreciate hearing you every day on your viewpoints on this, because bottom line is, I think And I don't, I'm a Christian, so basically my belief, of course, is going to be along that doctrine. But, you know, if people could just open their hearts up and just be equally understanding, and they just don't do it.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I heard had this discussion some weeks ago. Somebody was saying that we want people to give us the benefit of the doubt. We don't want to do that with certain other people. So...
Right.
Doesn't leave you in a very good place. David, appreciate your call. Thanks for your patience in holding on. Let's quickly race to our upstate studio and our good friend Lonzo, who is eager to answer, wow, 8 questions here. I hope we have time to cover all of these. How you doing, man?
Let's rock, dude.
Let's rock. Let's begin at 1851. A couple of names with some really good hints in them. 1851, Isaac Singer got a patent for this machine. What was it?
Sewing machine.
Sewing machine is correct. 1865, Dr. Lister. What is he responsible for that was very helpful in surgery?
Okay, I was going to say Listerine, so it's probably not that. I'm going to go with anesthesia.
It's so close. Antiseptic.
So Listerine was actually closer.
Okay. Yes. Well, yeah, it could have been. It's that's kind of interesting. Now you know where that word, where that name came from, right? 1908. The first Model T rolled off the line, seated 2 people, and cost $825. This was a creation of whom? Who did it? 1908.
Ford.
Henry Ford. It was. 1955, this floor for wages went from 75 cents to a dollar. What is that exactly?
Minimum wage.
Minimum wage. Can you imagine? That was it at one time. 1972.
You get a lot for a nickel back then.
Yeah, here. Exactly. Carry a whole bag of groceries. 1972. The last American combat troops left this country, a place a lot of people wish our troops never went.
Vietnam.
You're correct. 1981, this company introduced its personal computer and PC, DOS. What was the name of that computer company that's kind of a shadow of its former self now? Had a big presence in Charlotte.
Go IBM.
You're right. It was IBM. 1990, this is Jurassic Park material. This skeleton found in South Dakota. What kind of skeleton was it?
Wow, T-Rex.
T-Rex is correct. 1990, impressive. 2004, this would not be as big a deal now, but this governor announced he was resigning. In 2004, Jim McGreevy was his name. Do you remember why he was resigning? What's that again?
Affair?
Yeah, we'll give you that one. Right. And to top it off, it was a gay affair.
Yeah.
That was an announcement made back in 2004 on this particular day.
Flintstones theme is in my head now.
Yeah. The modern Stone Age family. We're out of time, and we are very appreciative for the fact you've joined us today. Have yourselves a great day, and be safe out there, folks. God bless you. Take care.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.